USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and the outgoing British Prime Minister Theresa May are sitting down at this hour for a London meeting at number 10 Downing Street. The two leaders expected to hold a joint news conference after the meeting is over. Queen Elizabeth honoring President Trump and First Lady Melania with a formal state banquet at Buckingham Palace last night, where the Queen said,
"Tonight we celebrate an alliance that has helped to ensure the safety and prosperity of both our peoples for decades."
A court hearing will happen today focused on whether Missouri's last abortion clinic can stay open. Planned Parenthood of Missouri asking the court for a preliminary injunction that would allow the St. Louis clinic to stay open while a lawsuit plays out. State officials refusing to renew the clinic's license last week, but a judge granted a temporary restraining order keeping it open. This is USA Radio News.
Andro 400 Max, man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and the spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years, and this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you are sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Historic flooding along the Mississippi River continues, especially in northeast Missouri. And the governor there, Mike Parsons, says something is different these days as these types of floods are happening more and more than they did in the past.
It's been one of the wettest springs we've had here. Lots of things factor. But I still believe that the states need to have a seat at the table to be able to discuss the management of both the rivers, the Mississippi and Missouri, that comes through our states.
Parsons yesterday touring the damage in several cities. His office says 28 levee breaches have been reported statewide, and the Mississippi River has crested at the second highest level in history in Hannibal and the third highest level on record in Canton. Meanwhile, a massive disaster aid bill is headed to President Trump's desk after a week of delays. The roughly $19 billion measure covering states impacted by hurricanes, floods, and wildfires. The Senate passed the bill before the week-long Memorial Day recess, but House members had already departed. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
More than 40 new cases of measles have been reported, and that brings this year's total of the cases of measles in America to 981, now the worst outbreak since 1992. The CDC is working with affected state health departments in an effort to control these outbreaks, but the CDC is also urging people to get vaccinated. They say that before the measles vaccine, up to 4 million people would get measles every year, and that led to 48,000 hospitalizations and about 500 deaths every year. California Governor Gavin Newsom is denying parole for convicted Manson family murderer Leslie Van Houten. The state's parole board recommending parole for Van Houten, but Newsom overruled it. He commended the 69-year-old for her efforts at rehabilitation, but expressed concern that she could still be a danger if released. She was a 19-year-old follower of Charles Manson when she took part in the murder of Lino and Rosemary LaBianca in Los Angeles. This is the third time a parole board has recommended her release. And a screening of the gay marriage episode of children's TV show Arthur is happening after all in Alabama. First United Methodist Church Buckingham will show the episode where a teacher marries another man on June 15th. The screening being partially sponsored by the South LGBTQ Film Festival. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.